welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the final issue of this first appearance. Debacle.
Yeah.
Words are hard. There we go. Next time, because we're going to do this again, because we're going to have, we're running into some characters throughout this year.
That we're going to have to re-origin.
Yep.
Or origin, because
first appearance. We're gonna do a better job next time.
Oh, come on. We're doing a great job.
Well, same time, I don't think we're going to hit as old of stories. Like, majority of these are the 60s or prior.
Yeah.
We're going to hit some in the 60s, sure, but I'm sure we're going to get some in the 70s as well. Like,
yeah.
The DC ones, DC might be in the 50s. I don't know. Storytelling should be okay.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Should be, it should at least be a higher caliber than this current.
Yes. I think that's why we had such a struggle. A lot of these stories were just terrible.
Oh, absolutely. And we know that the stories get better.
Yeah.
Because we've read them. But it's just like...
This one was... Okay, so we're on last one.
I guess we should tell them what we're covering.
Go check out all the other 16, however many we had.
Yeah. If you listen to our last episode, we have the right number on there.
We have a number. I don't know if it's the right number. This is Marvel Superheroes number 12. This is the first appearance of Captain Marvel. Or Marvel.
Marvel.
I should say. I'll just say now, it's not good. But the Captain Marvel issues were rough to begin with.
Yeah, the ones we read were rough.
So, and this is his first appearance. This is him coming to Earth.
Aren't you fucking glad you did that, dumbass? Oh.
Well, he met Carol Danvers, so maybe. So this is distributed by Marvel in 1967. The writer is Stan Lee, art by Gene Colan, inks by Frank Giacoa, colors by Michael Kelleher. There we go. And leathers by Artie Semek. So Captain Marvel is a Kree.
Fucking Kree.
The Kree people apparently come to Earth because...
Why not?
They're searching for something. I don't know. But we're also introduced to Una, his love, that, we know dies later.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. And we also are introduced to Yon Rogg, who is, infatuated with Una.
Yeah.
And the whole reason he's sending Mar-Vell by himself to Earth instead of following protocol and sending a whole team is to get him away from Una so that he can get with Una.
Yep.
It doesn't work, obviously.
Well, yeah.
We know that later on. But, because he's an alien race and he doesn't breathe oxygen like a human does, if he's not wearing his specially designed helmet, he has to drink this potion that will allow him to breathe oxygen for an hour without his helmet.
Sounds like some D&D
right? So he gets dropped off to Earth, stumbles upon this
Rick Jones.
God, no. Fuck. He stumbles upon this, missile launch thing. This is before he has, problems with Ronan. Before he actually doesn't want to do anything the Kree does. Ronan has already showed up, got defeated by Fantastic Four. The Century 459 is here, gets defeated by the Kree. By Fantastic Four. So he is sent to basically assess what's going on.
Fantastic Four kicking our asses.
Honestly, yeah, basically all of that. But he stumbles upon this missile base, and the missile gets, fired off. But because Mar-Vell is there, and all of his radioactivity that he let off from his suit and from outer space, it changes the trajectory of this missile, and so the mission control has to destroy it midair because it was going to go off course and destroy something else, so they have to destroy their own thing. Yeah, sure.
I mean, that all makes sense.
It's there's plausible,
this there's I this guess. Logic that's so comic book in there that it makes sense.
The military brass gets sent out and is attacking Mar-Vell because and he sends a blue wave ray, black light ray that makes them can't see, and then he escapes away. I don't know. It's fucking bonkers. Basically, like, it's just, it's so
stupid.
I don't know. Whatever. He gets,
let's just say that there's a reason why Mar-Vell didn't have a continuously running line for.
Yeah, I think he only went like 13 issues.
Yeah.
And we read the last couple issues. Jan Rog sends
this. Let's just put it this way. Captain Mar-Vell is so much better as a girl.
You're not wrong. Carol Danvers, I think, did a hell of a better job than Mar-Vell did. Like, just in the stories we've read. Like, Mar-Vell was stupid.
Yeah.
Jan Rog sends this, like, magically sends this device that appears on to Mar-Vell's wrist that basically links him to high command at the Kree, like a long range, not scanner, but long range radio transmitter. I guess. And that's basically it. Like, he is now
Buzz Lightyear to Star Command. Command Star Command.
Yeah, he's now stuck on Earth, and he has to wait and assess. It's, I mean, it's 15 pages. It's a quick issue. There was more to it, but
there was really more to
Captain Mar-Vell itself. It was not good.
Yeah.
I would say overall, everything we've read,
this is the worst.
No, I would say it's the worst.
Superman was the worst.
Well,
maybe Batman.
I don't want to. No, honestly, Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
just the misogyny of all that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Now these were. It's fun to go back and see the origins,
but as long as we don't ever get stuck in having to read only those, it's fine.
Correct. I do appreciate that these guys, like, the
first appearances, the not directors, origins. First appearances, though, not origins. Well, I guess
sorry,
some of them
thank
were
you. First, both. Well, yeah. Because then even, like, Superman, his origins have changed over the years.
You thank God.
Yeah. And they've become more, well, like, more mainstream. Like, Batman has, his parents died. And we actually, in the comics itself, we don't get mention of his parents for, like, I don't know, first 10 issues, if not that, of Detective. Alfred doesn't show up until, like, issue 20, well, no, it was 27. Like, 40-some. Like, he's never, and he's just a butler that Bruce Wayne, you know, hires on. Like, it's so the origins
they
we have
this,
now,
they, get more
they change. Yeah, they actually, they make them to where they work for today. Honestly, the best one, I would say probably the best origin we read,
Spider-Man,
was probably Spider-Man. It works.
It still works today.
And even when they have the new origins that they come out with, like the Ultimate line, he's still a nerd. He still is shunned, and it still works.
Yep. You don't break you don't fix what isn't broken.
Basically, yeah. Like, it's amazing.
It's the reason why Spider-Man's the best out there.
Mar-Vell? Yeah. Best Mar-Vell. Sure.
Yeah.
Just Mar-Vell.
Well, yeah. Because Mar-Vell's better than DC, so I mean.
I don't know about that, sir. My shelf says otherwise.
No, look how. See how big the word Mar-Vell is?
Those are omnibuses. That's different. Anyway, now these were fun. These were fun to go back to and look at.
And never again.
I'm glad we did.
Look,
I appreciate what they had to what we have now.
Exactly, and I'd also just like to say, for all of you that are listening out there, all six of you.
Ouch.
I don't actually know.
I know you don't.
It might be five because I'm one of those. No. you're welcome for us going through the pain of reading these origin stories, so you don't have to. So, toss a coin to your podcaster.
Yeah, go buy our shirt.
Yeah.
Over at redbubble.com. We have two of them.
I don't remember the last time we pitched that.
It's been a minute. Because, yeah. I mean, we had 18 of these.
Yeah.
no, I'm sorry. 16 of these.
16, yeah.
Yeah, so over at Redbubble, we got two shirt designs. Shout out to Joe from Wreck My Podcast. He was actually, if you're listening to this now, he should be on, if he wasn't just on an episode of Rundown Reviews,
he'll be
coming up soon. In like a day or two. I'm pretty sure it just came out recently, so go check him out over there. Go check out, I'm forgetting things. It's part of Sex Turtles. Sorry. He's like, anyway. But yeah, he's part of Wreck My Podcast, one half of the Sex Turtles. Go leave us a review on Apple. No. Yeah.
Whatever. Apple Podcasts. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not iTunes anymore. Apple Podcasts. Or on your whatever app you use. I'm still trying to figure out how to find those.
I don't know.
I'll figure it out at some point in time. Hopefully by the time this episode goes up, I would have figured it out.
No. Probably not. It's easier just to reach us at like Instagram or...
Yeah, Instagram, Twitter, send us an email. Instagram is Comic Book Rundown. Twitter is Comic Rundown. Email is comicbookrundown@gmail.com.
We will read your reviews and, you know, even if it's mean,
we'll do it all. You know, check out our other segments if you haven't already. We got Chitty Chats.
Rundown reviews
where we touch on, you know, comic book movies.
And coming soon is Your Hero an Asshole. No.
Anyway, moving on. I lost my train of thought. go check out another podcast I'm on, the Ranger Alliance over at the Geek Ultimate Alliance. I am a co-host on that. I've also popped up on DC Alliance and Super Civil Servants, which is part of the Geek Ultimate Alliance. Trying to get on all of them, all the shows. Oh, I've been on the Star Wars Alliance as well.
Is this like collecting all the Stones of Power?
Trying to. If I could get all of them.
Or all the rings.
If I can get all of them, maybe I'll get more money. Ha ha ha. Probably not. I won't. What else? Oh, shout out to, obviously, Wreck My Podcast. They're a great show. Go check them out. Shout out to the Big Chuck and Tim over at the Elite 8 Showdown, which is part of the Professional Casual Network. Tim is the boss of that one. He's got a lot of good shows over there. Go check them out. Go check out the Squadcast guys. They do a wonderful take on comics, on movies, on all stuff DC, on one part, you know, and then Fans Without Borders does everything else, you know, covers all the other Marvel TV shows, all that stuff. What other shout-outs can I give? Weird Science, they need me to shout them out, but Weird Science DC and Weird Science Marvel, you know, Jim and Eric do a wonderful job over there. Go check them out. I think that's all the shout-outs I can think of at the moment. I'm sure that there's a ton more, but that's all I got. So
yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys, and apologize for these stories if you guys actually read them.
But if you didn't read them, you should thank us.
Yes, definitely thank us. All right, take it easy.